Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico, whoop, whoop, morning zoo.
Hello, hello, hello. It is a Monday morning here at the Gas Digital Studios. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. Welcome you to the morning zoo. My apologies, we're starting a little late. That New York holiday traffic has gotten the best of myself and my guests a couple times coming up. I will try and leave a little earlier for the rest of the holiday season. I truly apologize. But thank you for being patient. Across the table from me, from the Yo, That's Weird podcast, it's our good friend Sonya Z. How are you?
Hey, Zach. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. It's great to see you.
It's great to see you again.
And thank you for being here. And next to her from Dork Court, it's our buddy Miguel Silva. How you doing, dog?
Yo, what's up? Thanks for having me, man.
My pleasure. Enjoying a little BL in the morning. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I gotta get ready. I gotta have a nice, exciting time.
There's nothing wrong with it. I support it. Let's knock plugs right out of the way. Sonya, what do you want people to check out?
You can see me this Sunday, December 14th, 7 p.m., Punchline Philly.
Hell yeah.
With my dating game show, interactive, competitive comedy dating game show, Fooling Around. And then January 4th, I'm back at Punchline again for 51st Jokes, 7 p.m. Check out all my details on my website, thatchicksonya.com. I'm That Chick Sonya all over the internet.
Fantastic. Mr. Silva?
I got Dork Court. Check it out, youtube.com/@DorkCourt, or check it out on twitch.tv/LightKoolAid. The girl, the Courtney that has Dork Court on Twitch will not give it to me. So you got to actually look up Dork Court. You'll find it. It's like Kool-Aid, though. Like Kool-Aid on Twitter and Instagram, and also Dork Court on Instagram and TikTok. We got a lot of cool episodes coming up soon, so tap in.
Very, very cool. Hey, guys, if you want to see me on the road, go to punchup.live/Zach Amico. Got a bunch of dates coming out very soon. But this New Year's Eve weekend, I will be in Columbus, Ohio on New Year's Eve with Luis J. Gomez, doing a stand-up show and then a live real-ass podcast going into the new year. And then after that, we're at Brookie's Comedy Club for two different nights. And if you want to come hang out, I would appreciate it. I enjoyed my time there very much last time. I know we got a lot of really cool fans in the area. I'll also be out on the road this month and next month with Juggalo Championship Wrestling doing commentary. Hey, if you love this show, and we know you do, do me a favor, head on over to gasdigital.com today. Use that promo code ZOO. You get yourself a little money off your subscription. You get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the live chat. You get the archives, thousands of your favorite Gas Digital shows. And most importantly, you get the Friday episode. We do three of these a week, and you only get Friday if you're subscribed. So if you want the full experience, please subscribe. I was very excited about this outfit. I made Shannon check it out. I made Shannon smell me because I have new cologne. I was going for Punk Tony Soprano. And now that I see myself, I realize I got white Dave Blunts. But I'll take it. I'm comfortable. I'm happy. And I think we're going to have some fun today. We have an update on a story that we've already covered. And I'll fill you guys in. Did you see Tara Reid have to get stretchered out of this hotel?
No.
No.
So Tara, I just rewatched the second American Pie.
Okay.
When she's excellent. Still real top of the game, right?
Yeah.
Everybody in that movie is pretty, all the girl, real toit. And I gotta say, out of everybody, Allison Hannigan might still be the cutest.
I agree. I actually tend to agree with that.
So she got blackout drunk at a bar, claimed that she was drugged. They had to wheelchair her to her room and then stretcher her out.
Okay, maybe I did see a headline for this, but I didn't watch the video. Oh, God.
And in her claims, She had one glass of wine, went out, smoked a cigarette, came back, and there was a napkin over her drink that she did not place there. And she said she was drugged and even, I believe, accused a gentleman who was at the bar of doing it. Hmm. Well, and this is a hotel bar. This hotel bar has provided all of the security footage. And believe it or not, that was not her only glass of wine.
Oh, you couldn't, you wouldn't say.
And Shannon, please update us.
So there still isn't any evidence at all of her, of there being like drugs in her blood draw or anything like that. We don't even know that she had a blood draw done specifically. They said right now there is no evidence of a crime. But what we do have is some CCTV footage of her drinking at the bar. And I'll start it here. This is her.
Okay, in the fur, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fur and a beanie and drinking wine. You're overheating immediately.
Okay. What's better than catching a dumb bitch
she
in the act?
She just chugged that one. She just chugged her first glass.
Yeah, yeah. There was no...
that
she didn't swirl it. She didn't sniff it.
She didn't do any decanter. She's like, fill it up.
By the way, this is a lady who's had her own TV shows, her own movie franchises, and she is sitting getting hammered at a hotel bar with what looks like union dock workers.
This is definitely just your regular guy, regular Joe on the end, trying to hit on this younger girl in the Adidas tracksuit here.
Yeah.
Or this well-put-together older woman, depending on what day you catch her on.
Yeah.
That looks like Mike Rainey at the end of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
It was a definite just regular. Now, she's Tara, I feel like, has been struggling since she got the botched boob job. As where probably, do you think that's why
she
fell
apart? I would say
even
before that, I'd say she was a fucking disaster when she had the Paradise show.
That's true. I forgot that existed until you just said it.
I don't know if you remember that. No. She had a show on E.
Yeah.
That was called Paradise. And it was essentially Insomniac with Dave Attell.
Right.
But just with a sloppy party slut.
Yes.
And who accomplished nothing and learned nothing.
And I'm sold.
It was good. It was a good time to be whatever age I was and catch some fucking drunk sluts.
Yeah. It was like right off the tail end of the American Pie movies, right? Like she was famous. She's like, okay, they're going to give her own show. Mm-hmm. It didn't last that long, right? One or two seasons.
I don't remember it going nuts.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, and I will, in her defense, because I'm not here to call anybody out, hotel bar drunk is its own category of drunk, especially when you're going, I know I have to make it just to the elevator.
Yeah.
Hotel bar drunk is probably top three. I mean, it's below airplane drunk,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, it's got to be one of my favorite ones.
Well, airplane drunk, you got to get where you're going.
Yeah.
Hotel drunk, you're at your destination.
There. You're home already.
it's like getting drunk in bed practically. It's as easy as it gets.
And the thing is, you probably spent all day somewhere that you hated, and you're making up for it at the end of the night.
Chances are you're traveled.
Yeah,
you've got a flight, whatever it is.
Yeah. You're stuck at a convention.
You're jet lagged.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. You're stuck at a con all day. You're off your schedule.
Yeah. You're not going to sleep without five glasses of wine.
Yes.
To the head.
Five to eight glasses of wine.
Yes.
Six to nine.
And I will say, as someone whose career has led them to quite a few hotel shows, a lot of hotel conference rooms turned into comedy clubs.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing well. The drunk people get after those shows, and I will say that is probably the most fun I've ever had with my mother is getting shithoused at a hotel in Jersey.
Just slipping her roofies at a hotel bar. Yeah.
Somebody's talking to this lady.
See how drunk she gets.
Now that was for some reason when my mom sees that a club has a 2-drink minimum, she takes it way too seriously. And first of all, This is a conversation we have a lot. Zachary, that bartender's trying to get me drunk. I go, what'd you get? She goes, a Long Island iced tea. I go, yeah, you ordered all the liquors. Or I'd be like, Zachary, your aunt didn't want to have a second drink. And I knew there was a minimum, so I had to have four. And I'm like, that doesn't math. And then also I'll be like, but you guys got food too. Yeah, but Zachary, we didn't know if that counted. I was opening for, who's now dead, Angel Salazar.
Okay.
Oh.
Are you familiar?
Yeah, yeah. From
he was Chi-Chi in Scarface.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
And when I say it's a sad, it was a terrible night to be a comedian. It was probably fun for the audience. I think they had a good time. But when I say his act was so old, it had to be the same act since the 90s.
Yeah.
He had pre-written crowd work, but he did not have the people he needed for those jokes. Like, he needed a black guy different callbacks.
He needed an armless man. Yeah. There wasn't.
So he just pointed at a guy in the crowd and went, can you be black? And then he would be doing a bit and be like, and then chicken, the black guy over here. Right? And then his closer.
Which, by the way, the best kind of crowd work is just assigning a person being black.
Yes.
Hey, sir, tonight you're black.
Yeah. Sorry.
Honestly, Matt Rife should pick up that one.
Yeah, he should. His closer was, and I've seen this done in a funny way. This was not it. He did a, I guess, compilation of famous songs.
Okay.
Where he had a box of costumes, but all his references were so outdated that he had to sadly say who he was being. And he was just this little old man, and he would shuffle up to the microphone and like put a purple wig on and then get nothing, and he would go, he's Boy George.
I am Boy
George.
And
then he would shuffle back to the box. And I remember he was doing the Bruce Springsteen, like, jeans butt dance. And then it ended with just him and Tidy Whitey's on stage. And then he's got to pick up all the shit. He didn't have
an assistant.
An assistant or a helper. I guess I was opening, so it should have been me. But I was busy getting drunk with my mom. So he had to, in his tidy whiteys, shuffle around the stage and pick up all his props.
That's so
to knock to silence.
Hey, black guy.
Yeah. But yeah, then me and my mom got drunk. I mean, we tore up to the point where she gave me her phone and let me go on her dating apps and through her text and start trying to fish for dick. And oh boy, did I have fun. And I also got to see the conversation she was already having.
And that's good for you.
Oh yeah, it was so fun.
That's a very fun thing to do. Whenever I have a dating app, I'll give it to my one best friend and be like, here, look at these and start replying.
He's texting guys, he's messaging them in the app being like, and by the way, you're a black guy tonight.
Yeah. Well, my dad's on my third stepmom, so I'm trying to get my mom to catch up.
Okay. Nice, yeah.
Every dad that has multiple wives, it's always three usually.
Yeah. I used to, when my parents first split up, we still had a landline. And whenever people called and my mom wasn't home, I would pick up the phone as a black guy.
Nice.
I'd be like, hey, nah, Alice ain't home right now. All right, I'll let her know you called, all right?
Yeah. Let me ask you, what number you call?
Yeah. And my Cuban grandmother called my aunt and uncle. She goes, oh my God. I just called Alice's house and a black guy here answered the phone. I think, don't tell nobody, she with a black guy. all right, so we got any more on Tara Reid? She just got hammered pretty much, Shannon.
Where was that? What city was that?
Seems that way.
And do we know where it was?
Yeah, 1 second.
It's Chicago. Nice to know that the rule of threes is hereditary in your family.
Yeah.
It's I've seen it documented many times.
Chicago.
All right. Well, God bless her. I hope you know. Well, rule of threes, here's another one. Hey guys, turn those holiday blues around with IndaCloud. IndaCloud is your online dispensary. Grab your favorite gummies and pre-rolls and check out the all-new with zero sugar, zero calorie THC sodas. All IndaCloud products are federally legal THC and every item is DEA certified and lab tested. Guys, they sent me some of their soda gummies. I absolutely love them. They are the perfect amount. They don't get you too high, in my opinion. And you're not fiending for another one an hour later. I think they have an amazing product. So, guys, if you're 21 or older, visit indacloud.co. That's IndaCloud.co. And use my code ZOO for 25% off plus free shipping. That's indacloud.co. Promo code ZOO for 25% off and free shipping, and enjoy responsibly. Thanks so much to IndaCloud for sponsoring the show. And let's get back into it, huh? I don't know if you guys saw this. You guys know who Jackie Vernon is?
No.
Jackie Vernon was the voice of Frosty the Snowman.
Okay.
And it was recently revealed that while he was at the height of his fame, he had his family. And three secret families running simultaneously.
Frosty the Hoe Man.
Yeah, Frosty was out getting it done. The amount of stress this sounds like. But I guess back then.
No, it wasn't as much stress. You didn't have cell phones.
Yeah, or.
True.
You just got to go a town over.
You just disappear for a day. Nobody knows. That's okay.
Yeah, I'm on a gig.
Yeah, I'm a working
I'm on a
man.
Gig. Yeah.
I got voices to do,
I got voiceovers to record.
Shannon, what do we know about it?
Okay, so I don't know that they're all necessarily happening concurrently, but okay. There is some runover amongst the three different families.
Excellent.
So the story was told by one of his sons. His name is David Vernon. And he said what he remembers happening is that one day when he was a kid, a girl, a woman knocked on the door and had like an older, like a teenage son, and asked to speak to his mother and was asking to speak to his dad, Jackie. And then he overheard a conversation, and it seemed that this was a previous family that he had, but that he just like up and left them one day and moved on and just started a new family.
Oh, so he wasn't maintaining all of his families at the same time.
No,
he was moving
he
on.
He didn't have to. It was 1940s.
He's faking
or
his death.
It also seems like he had sons in each of the relationships, and his like real name is Ralph, and so he named one boy Ralph in each of the relationships.
Oh no!
Wild. That's the George Foreman method.
That
yeah.
is so cocky.
Wow. Wow.
And it does say, though, just to put like a happy ending at the end of the story, that it says in his final years before his death in 1987 is when he did Frosty's voice. And his son said one of his last memories, he remembers Christmas. They were all watching it together and he was so proud of it. He enjoyed it. He laughed at it. He was so happy he had done it and became a very warm spot in his heart. And I loved seeing that for him. So I think he ended his life happy that he did Frosty and forgot about all the people he hurt along the way.
I mean, that's a silver lining.
Either that or there's just confused young men all over going, why does Frosty sound like my only memory of my father?
If you found out that your dad had two other kids with the same name as you, you'd have to fight them, right?
It's like Highlander. Yeah. Like
yeah. Or start a club.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, and have one
a
of those
band, a traveling family band.
Oh, wait a minute. That's really good.
Yeah.
And they probably were musical.
Yeah, I was sure they had talent.
Do you think chicks liked when he was like, oh, put my nose on? Like, I don't know.
Well, what was he before he was Frosty Shannon?
Put that magic hat on me. I'm going to come alive.
It does say that he worked as a stand-up comedian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he was, like Shannon said, he was only Frosty like late in life.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
he was on the road getting
stuff.
Some... what are you gonna do?
Well, he's not making money that's gonna support three families. I mean, you gotta start abandoning them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you gonna support all of them?
Let them get on food stamps or something.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know? My dad was a used car salesman and I found out I had a sister I didn't know about a couple years ago.
Oh, nice.
So you don't have to be anybody to
Is
have
her
a
name
secret
Sonia?
Family. No, it's Francine.
Do you still think about fighting her for the right? For the claim to the throne?
Title? Was he across town? Was he in another city?
It was in like Trenton, New Jersey. and I lived like across. I live across the bridge in Pennsylvania, so that tracks. What are the chances?
Was he keeping both families?
Well, that wasn't a family. That was, as she said, my mom and your dad were friends, and they just used to do a lot of drugs together.
Sweet.
And I was like, cool. And then so it's her, like she's by herself. That's her mom and her stepdad, whatever, raised her. And then there's me from my mom and my dad.
Is there a name for a female bastard?
No, because we don't have any rights or title in ancient times when kings were in charge.
It's just a slut.
They just killed us. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no bastards.
Yeah. An oopsie. Yeah.
You just marry the...
An oopsie.
You marry the housekeeper.
There it is.
Yeah, and then my dad left, and then I have brother and sister after that.
But you've got plenty of housekeeper blood in your line, right?
For sure.
By the way, bastard isn't a gendered term.
Oh, okay.
So, you're a bastard still.
Look at that.
Hey, that's very progressive of them.
Hey, who knew? So your dad had three.
He was on his third wife when he passed away.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's the move. Yeah, I think... Because you do one, because you're young.
Mm-hmm. You're like, I need to get married. It's the right normal thing to do.
And then you do one.
With the younger woman.
So that's the crazy thing. My dad's number two was an older woman.
My dad's number three is the older woman.
Yeah, no, number three is the one I like.
Okay.
And she's good for him.
Okay.
So number two is very religious.
Number three is religious on my dad's side.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he went through the religious thing for a while. He lived on the property of a church.
Okay.
And he was the maintenance man for the church and the cemetery.
Okay.
It was a very Gomer Pyle, he was like the town handyman. And I hated that.
She was the town handy woman.
Yeah, no, she was like old. And they lived in the cemetery. And I kept just joking that one day he was going to have to throw her out the window. But she sucked. She was mean. She when my wife met her, she was like, "Who was that?" I was like, "That's." And I said her name. She's like, "That was one of your stepmothers, and that was like that was how she said hello to you at your grandmother's funeral." I was like, "Yeah, just fucking cold people." It was the funniest, maybe the most. You know, like church giggles, mm-hmm. like when you want to laugh,
and stifle it.
My grandmother's funeral. I'm there with my wife and my mother. My dad's there with his partner. And then...
And his mom, technically.
Technically, yes. And wife number two shows up. And they're all there at the same time in different corners of the room. And my Uncle Rob, Lord love a duck, shouts over the funeral, "Hey, Paul, they're all here." It made me laugh, because we all do. Everyone was tittering.
Zach, I'm sorry. Can you check your messages from Lewis, please?
Oh, no, I can't. I do not have my cell phone, but if you can bring it.
Okay.
Is everything okay?
I'll find it. I don't know. He said to make sure you check it.
Okay, yeah. Can somebody bring me my my bag with my telephone? I'm sorry. I hope everything's okay.
Hey, doggy, don't do the Tara Reid bit. I want to save it for later.
No. I don't think so. I think everything's okay. All right. While we get my phone, let's do this news story. The Batman effect. Shannon, tell us about it.
She's in two places at once.
So,
it's just a picture.
Sorry.
Is something you need to address right now?
I probably have to, but yeah, let's do the Batman thing first.
Okay, so apparently they did this study in 2025 where researchers found that when a woman who appeared pregnant boarded a train, passengers offered their seat more often if someone dressed as Batman was also in the carriage. And they explain this that the authors suggest that unexpected events snap people out of autopilot and make them more aware of others around them, boosting pro-social behavior. The wild part, almost half of the people who gave up their seat later said they never even noticed there was a Batman there at all.
See, I misinterpreted this as when people see that Batman's there, they feel the need to be kinder. Or more courageous.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, they have to have, like, or he's going to kick your ass. Yeah, like,
Rachel needs to sit down.
Batman might body slam me if I don't give this pregnant lady a seat.
What if people just offered Batman the seat?
That's what I was thinking it was going towards. I was thinking it was going to be like they were, hey, they were more likely to be like...
What is the sample size? Were they putting Batman on trains to test this out?
Yeah. No, they were... So they had a guy in the... Shannon, they have a guy in the rubber suit.
Okay.
And without the mask.
Without yeah, the holding mask the mask. Wild.
And they said, yeah, it was. They were more likely... Yeah, 67.21% to 37.66%.
Vigilantes do work.
So maybe we just need a Batman on every train.
Yeah, get rid of the SEPTA police or whatever.
What
the,
are we doing with cops? Police. Get a Batman.
Just have every cop dress up as Batman.
Just have mad Batmans everywhere.
That's going to be a problem. That we're just asking for supervillains.
Joker was always a symptom of Batman being there.
Yeah. And how many of them already have purple suits?
You're going to get on that train and they're going to be like, I don't know what to do. Lady, you have to stand up.
Look, I recast you as the Penguin any day.
Dude, that hurt my feelings so bad. One night at the stand, I was Paul Bearer, and there was a Batman. It was all the comics were Batman, and somebody came up to me and they're like, "Your Penguin costume is great." And I was like, "Oh man, that really hurts my feelings."
Damn it!
All right, so we learned about Batman. All right, moving on. Oh, this is exactly what I wanted. Thank you. Pardon me, Lewis. I will bring it up. Don't worry, baby. Okay. Woman gives birth in baby clothing store. I don't know if this is this lady's first kid. I don't know if it was a small baby. I don't know if she really had to make a baby. It looks like it was easier than... I've taken shits that look harder than this birth. You have to see this fucking kid pop out.
Okay.
By the way, do you know the answer to that? And this is her fifth child.
There we go.
Yeah, it slid right out of there. That was like,
I'm gonna play it from this news article.
Biscuits out of the tube.
I might have to mute it because none of it's in English, but it's just a longer version than was on Instagram.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh yeah, she got the shirt on. All right,
I see
on.
This lady fifth, but not last.
You can put the fucking put it on.
That's not gonna be the. That's not gonna be the final baby.
Nas imagens da câmera de segurança é possível ver o momento exato do nascimento.
You can see it's already halfway. The head is already poking out. Oh my God. Smashed its head on the tile.
Dude, they weren't even ready yet.
That was projectile pussy. Like, that was like when you were talking about the popping the ping pong balls out of there last week.
It just comes out.
Wait, go back to the floor. Was the floor covered in poop?
I didn't see any poop, but maybe that might have been a turd. I don't know.
Wait for it. No. Let the baby come out. So they throw down what looks like a washcloth. Then they're like, don't waste that washcloth.
Ooh, its neck just snaps.
Oh,
man. They should skip the miracle of birth video in like health class and just show this.
Oh, that's poop. That's poop.
Yep.
It happens.
Yeah. Well, in a Brazilian
grocery.
Yeah, that's regular.
Market.
That was. We got another baby in aisle France. Dude, that was crazy. Like that looked like they laid her down and she would hold on.
Do you think she was hoping that they'd just give her some free clothes?
Yeah, hold maybe. On. Dress like, the baby on your
you
way out.
Give these babies. Yeah.
You have to name the baby after the clothing store, right? Or name it like linoleum.
These are linoleum.
It's a beautiful name. I wonder what she was in there buying.
Baby clothes.
Just baby clothes?
Shannon, do you have more or no?
So it says that, yeah, that she was there buying baby clothes. She's 28 years old, fifth child.
Woo!
And
she's like, oh, shit, man. I'm going to have this baby, but he ain't got no clothes. Yeah. I got to go to the store first. And then, oh, shit, I'm going to have this baby here, man.
It said in less than, she started having strong contractions when she got there. And in less than 5 minutes, she gave birth there on the floor.
That means her water was already broken before she got into the store. She knew she was having the baby there.
Water doesn't always break every time.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well,
it's like a thing.
I actually, this I've already exhausted all my knowledge about having babies, and I was proven wrong.
And a side note to that is, I actually have a trashy friend who her water broke in a Walmart while she was waiting in line to check out. She was way past her due date, and she just was like doing
stuff. She just stuck it out.
She was doing stuff to try to like just get it out of there, and she's like in the Walmart, and her water broke, and she didn't have the baby like that minute.
Is that like how they say bookstores make you have to shit?
Yes.
Walmarts make you have to have a trashy baby.
It's like eating spicy food.
Department stores make you pop out a kid. Yeah.
No, that's true though. Libraries and bookstores.
Yeah.
Something about the smell of books, and usually because bookstores have coffee.
Yeah.
Makes people have to dump.
My mom, when we were kids, anytime we went to the grocery store, she would have to take a shit. And we'd be like, Mom, what is wrong with you? Like,
put in the gross in grocery store.
But they always had the fresh ground coffee at our grocery store, like the little stand where you could grind up your own coffee.
And I always have to shit on a plane.
Really?
Yeah, I think for the same reason. I smell them brewing the coffee and I go, well, yeah. I'm going to go ruin someone's trip.
I don't think I've ever shit on a plane.
It's
a great way to pass time.
I don't think I have. I mean, not that I could. I don't think I have the option.
It's a tight squeeze.
I also don't eat like 8 hours before I fly.
Oh, I try to eat right before if I can. I like to, if I can, get there early enough to eat at the airport.
You want a plane shit. You're like working on a plane
shit.
Yeah,
I'm going to be in the plane for 5 hours. Yeah, let me spend an hour shitting. Don't spend an hour shitting. You will walk out the door to have a line of people being like, what the hell, man?
My issue is if I shit for too long, my legs fall asleep.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to be on there for 10 minutes or more. It's
What I do is I sit on my phone and I put my elbows on my thighs.
Everybody does that.
And then I get just two gone. Dead legs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I have to like practice standing up like Bambi.
you're like in Kill Bill.
I get afraid because I want to bring, I have like a little video game emulator.
Yeah.
But I don't want to bring it in there because Kevin Smith tore his asshole because he used to play Game Boy on the toilet, and he got an anal fissure from it.
Oof.
And he said it was the worst pain of his life. And then I have a buddy who I used to live with who got an anal fissure when Domino's came out with the bacon wrapped deep dish.
Understandable.
Not Domino's, excuse me, Little Caesars.
Whatever. Okay, yeah.
They had the square bacon wrapped because we were getting it like every other day.
Oh God!
And I had a skinny in shape friend who was eating it with me.
Oof.
And one day too he came strong, back. Metabolism, so yeah, he's just spraying.
And yeah, he came back from urgent care. He went to CityMD because he tore his hiney hole.
Oh Lord!
No, you just deal with it. You just do that, and then you don't tell anyone about it, and you're just angry all the time. That's how to be a real man.
Yeah,
that's toxic masculinity: is bleeding out of your ass and then like just blaming other people, being like, "I guess some bitch had her period in there."
I occasionally have a bad one that's,
Yeah.
Hey, it happens to the best of
us. I'm drinking Bud Light in the morning. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. It happens to the best of us. Sonia, I won't accuse you or make you comment.
All I'll say is I will
keep your asshole pristine in my mind.
I feel like if you don't cop to it, it might seem gay because every gay guy I know has had anal fissures.
Oh, okay.
Well, so that makes sense.
You know, but that's so then it makes sense, right? So it's like you keep it like, well, no, I ate the deep dish Little Caesars. Yeah. Like, yeah, you were taking it in the butt. Dude.
I've been eating Popeyes.
I've been eating Popeyes.
two things. One, keep it a pin in Popeye because I have another thing I want to talk about. Don't gay guys show each other, what is it, like their blossoms or their roses?
Yeah, some of them, like, that's a thing. Like, my friend on Grindr, there's certain pictures that they'll just jump in your DMs and just show you the blown out, like, rose asshole.
Yeah. Is it rose they call it?
Well,
I've heard
like a rose.
Blossom. I've heard
yeah,
rose.
I think of
that's
a rose.
Real baboon behavior.
I think of a rose.
Yeah.
Well, it makes me think of, what's the John Waters movie where the inverted asshole at the end with the...
Pink Flamingos.
Yeah.
Oh, the whistling asshole.
Yeah. So it's like a version of that.
Something,
it's like,
yeah.
It's blown
I remember
out.
In Party Monster in the book, somebody's asshole falls out and they had to push it back in. Oh, it was Michael and DJ Keoki.
Okay.
And I think Michael's asshole fell out and they had to put it back in with a pencil. Anyways, Popeye.
Put the pin in Popeye.
This makes sense.
Popeyes.
I read a thing that Popeye does not eat spinach.
I think I heard this recently too.
Okay. there. And Shannon, you got to fact check me because this is one of those things where Zach read something on the internet and I'm about to present it as a fact when in fact I've done no research other than I saw a thing and I'm now sharing it with people.
I'm famous for that.
Among other things. The Navy gave their they would give out meth containers, like a legal version of methamphetamine.
Okay.
And it's the exact size and shape of the cans Popeye would have.
Okay.
It takes about 5 seconds to kick in. It would give him euphoria, energy, like he was on meth, and then he would crash out. So, like he's on meth.
So Popeye was really just Adolf Hitler?
More, well, everybody, well, the Nazis were super methed out. Yeah, you see, there's videos of Hitler, like, tweaking. But, yeah, no, everybody was, like, that's how they got the Germans through. Like, they were just pumping them full of shit.
Yeah.
But I think we were doing it, too, and we don't talk about it. Shannon, am I correct? Or am I crazy?
Just to confirm, what you want me to look up is that Popeye himself was not consuming.
Is Popeye
spinach
on meth?
Okay, so when you just look up that question, the answer is no. He was eating spinach, but there are conspiracy people online that
that's exactly
say,
what I wanted. Yes, that the are crazy saying, people.
Yeah, that.
Well, because when have you ever seen spinach in a can?
It used to come like that. They used to actually have a Popeye brand at the store
really?
When
like,
we were younger.
Like cream spinach, or
no, like
just
green, just green ass spinach. It was
in
like
a
Popeye brand. Every vegetable used to be canned before, like for a long time. I feel like before they had
I
modern
guess that
freezing
makes sense.
Techniques. We always grew up on shitty, just like the cheap Pathmark brand or whatever, canned.
I mean, yeah, corn,
Shop
green beans.
Shop Right Can.
Yeah, it just popped in my
head. Never mind that. So I guess he's just been eating spinach.
Well, you're from the West Coast. Maybe they don't do that there. I don't know.
Yeah, we just had fresh.
No, because you have Mexicans to bring it.
Yeah.
They're giving it to us in our car at the stop sign.
It has to get trucked here.
Yeah. They need a can.
You have to tell them, no, gracias.
Shannon, did you find anything with what I said? Oh, wait, did I kind of nail it?
Yeah, I'll play this one. Here's
Thank
one.
You.
Classic cartoons in 1 minute. Actually, Popeye never
oh, I love
ate
these.
Spinach. He ate canned drugs. And the creator showed an addict as a healthy hero. Frame 1,329. The canned
the
Popeye
spinach.
Opens has a specific red and white striped label. It's not random design. It's the exact pattern of pharmaceutical cocaine packaging sold legally until 1922 in the United States.
Put on Popeye the Sailor Man.
Okay.
You remember
That's
that?
Good. There we go.
Hell yeah. All right.
Now we learned a thing about a thing.
It actually makes a lot of sense. That is what was going on. That they made the can and then someone at the studio was like, all right, can we call it spinach?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's another thing why Mickey and Bugs Bunny and all those characters have white gloves. Because that's what blackface performers wore.
Oh, sick.
Vaudeville.
And it was specifically so that your hands would pop in front of your face and in front of the background so you could kind of do like hand acting.
Oh, yeah. Do jazz hands or whatever.
But back in the day, cartoons used to be part of, they would bring a projector out at vaudeville.
Jazz hands now sounds pretty racist.
Yes,
now
it does.
Say that.
Yeah.
Now I'm
I don't want my daughter going out and coming home with jazz hands, if you know what I mean. and they would bring a projector to vaudeville. So a cartoon would just be one thing, but then there would be acrobats, there would be a comedian, and usually there would be a blackface act, and they were the most popular. So a lot of cartoonists started designing their characters to take on the personalities of popular blackface acts, which is always a very mischievous, not lazy, but like getting out of work, getting one over on the man type character, which is 100% what Bugs Bunny is.
Right.
True.
And Daffy Duck. And a little bit, well, I guess Porky Pig was more the
But look at
man.
Mickey's just everything. Everything about him is kind of blackface.
True. Especially Steamboat Mickey.
Yeah. Steamboat Willie, yeah.
Or Willie, yeah.
If you had a friend named Steamboat Willie and he wasn't black, that would be crazy.
Looney Tunes is a pretty crazy name then.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite old roast battles. The Verzi triplets battled the wave. and they called the wave the Looney Coons. Look at us learning about shit. Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at Small Batch Cigars. Simple, fast, small batch. Having a cigar in the house is like having a nice bottle of wine, some fine cheese. And I'm not that educated about stuff like that, but our friends at Small Batch Cigar have got guys like you and me covered because they have free shipping on every order, with almost every order arriving within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry, including that Bovita pack, so everything you get is super, super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly with your order. So head on over to smallbatchcigar.com today, and most people click the new button first to shop their newest arrivals. And you can use our discount code GAS10, G-A-S-1-0, for 10% off plus 5% rewards points. Small Batch Cigar. Simple. Fast. Small Batch. Let's get back into the show. A strange son stabs and kills his parents at Long Island Deli.
So this guy is 30 years old. I have a picture of him here if you want to see him. Apparently, he had been estranged from the rest of his family because he got into a physical altercation with a sibling, and they had a no contact order. And then he showed up at their deli. They got into some sort of verbal disagreement, and then he grabbed a knife and stabbed his 62-year-old mother and 70-year-old father.
With a deli knife. Oh, man.
What if it was like a bread knife? That's not even sharp.
Yeah, he had to pull the guts out.
Like saw.
He also, before he went to this deli, it says that he's reported to have gone to a local coffee shop and slapped a female worker.
Ooh. Oh, so he was on one.
Yeah,
he was on the Popeye spinach.
Yeah, he was all spinached up
at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday or whatever.
Oh man. They probably can't use that knife anymore.
No, that's crazy.
Imagine that's your good knife.
That's like my grandma. Where's my knife? Where's my good knife?
I still have all my silverwares from CB's Comedy Club. I have all my knives, all my shit is from there still. Moving on.
Wait. I'm sorry. That reminds me. I know a guy. There was a friend of mine. Well, a guy that was on my rugby team in college. Eventually went on to stab his mom.
Nice.
Who had flirted with me at our like rugby banquet. She was a very interesting woman. She was like Russian woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she showed up in like a short black dress, like slip dress, and like long, like knee high black boots, and was just like flirting with all this guy's friends. And then I found out years later that he stabbed her to death. And what the news was claiming was happening was because she wouldn't give him money to support. He wanted to run for like state senator or something like that as like a 29-year-old guy. And the claim was that she wouldn't give him money for him to make this run. But what I heard from his friends was that he was claiming that she was trying to poison him. So that she was Munchausen by proxying him.
Okay.
And that he had to kill her to get out of it. And so he's in jail right now.
She's putting bleach in his coffee.
Yeah,
every
day. Yeah. Dude, if my friend had a hot Russian mom, I'd give her a Munchausen.
She was trying to get one. And
she was probably trying to get with all his friends.
A little bit. I regret it. You know,
we should have.
You know, now that she's dead, I feel like I could have done her, a service at
then
one point.
You get a great story.
Yeah. Well, it's still a pretty fun story.
Yeah, you know, you got to have some
bodies on
you.
If you know our boy Vlad.
Yeah.
I like the way you worded it. Like, when you were like, he eventually went on. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say to, like, win the Nobel
Prize. Do you have any bodies on you? And have you slept with somebody who's dead now?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
I have two.
I got two or three, yeah. Two. Oh, I got...
Definitely two that I know of.
I think I got three.
Yeah. Two exes, like, dated. So there could be hookups that they're gone and I
Oh, yeah, you
know.
Would never know. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything good?
One was a self-inflicted overdose at the memorial for his deceased brother, who he got addicted to heroin.
Okay.
Oh.
So it was a big show of how guilty he felt, I guess, we weren't dating at the time.
Or the fact that he just had heroin for two now.
Yeah. You know, he basically left him for dead was what happened.
Okay.
Like they just left. And then the other one was really sad. He was like found what he thought was coke in his brother's drug addict brother's bedroom, but it probably wasn't. He did a big ripper and just like never woke up after a party one night. But then it turned out they did an autopsy and he had a brain tumor that was a quarter of his brain. And I tell this on stage sometimes, like I have a joke format of it, but it's like he used to also like to drink pee and he slept with his iPhone under his pillow every night. And I was like, whoa, what was the pee or the iPhone that caused the brain tumor? I still think about it.
I feel like it's the iPhone.
I think it's the iPhone. I think it's the iPhone.
The pee was just making him stronger.
You know?
Yeah, because we don't hear about like brain tumors in Germany every day.
Daily.
Yeah, we don't hear about like R. Kelly's.
Yeah, like he's fine.
Yeah, he's completely fine.
You've got some really interesting taste in men, I'm finding out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was drinking pee, but I guess the cell phone was a problem.
Now, this is unfortunately a great opportunity to bring up what Lewis wanted me to ask.
Okay. Segue.
Now, I'm going to ask this in the nicest way possible.
Okay.
If you don't want to answer, you don't have to, and we will cut it if you want.
Okay.
Lewis wants to know if you guys slept together.
He tried. I had COVID or something. It was a long time ago. It was January of 2020.
Okay. I
wouldn't,
I would cut the date.
Okay.
Just in case, because I don't know. Hey, I don't like messing with other people's timelines.
True. That's just how I remember it.
So it was a time.
Well, it was how I remember it is because COVID they didn't announce it yet.
Okay.
It wasn't out, but I was so sick.
So it was COVID, so it could have been any of the years before or after COVID.
It could have been any time.
Any time in the last decade, but it was COVID related.
But no, I was sick.
And we're back.
Yeah, and I was sick. I couldn't breathe out of my nose. I was drinking like Stingers or whatever they're called, like the hot lemon whiskey drink. I'm just crushing them, getting super tuned up at the Murph's Bar in Philly that everybody goes to after Punchline. And I don't know how much I should say, but we didn't have sex.
Okay.
We did not.
Okay, cool. Because I guess there was a rumor that you had said you did.
Yes. I love rumors about myself. I'm adding that one to
but
the list.
But if that is not the case, now we are cleared up.
I definitely never said that.
Okay, cool.
No.
Thank you.
Honestly, if there would have been a good time to do it, it's when you weren't able to smell.
Believe it or not, to be with Lewis, you do not need to breathe through your nose that much.
I mean, I think what I said was, I haven't shaved in like a month. And he was like,
oh perfect, Darby. Well, no, I hope that was the answer. And of course, we can cut all that.
I politely,
if requested, or if you want to cut, just text Shannon.
I politely turned him down. And I thought he always hated me because I turned him down.
Okay. I don't think that was the case.
Okay.
But I'm glad we got it out there. And now we're moving on.
Yeah.
I saw, speaking of horrifying things, I follow a few medical Instagrams.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, something will come up that really gets me. And this is one, which is why you have to wear pants while riding a motorcycle. And we're going to learn a very important lesson here today, guys. When you're riding your motorcycle, boots, jeans.
Yes.
At least.
Yeah, you don't want to burn your leg on the
exhaust
pipe.
Because this man was wearing boxers and Crocs.
Not good. Crocs is already, I feel unsafe walking in my house in.
And Shannon?
Shit.
This guy was riding his motorcycle in his underwear and Crocs. You can click forward, right?
I think that's it's just more about
he crashed his bike into the woods alone and had to walk 1.5 mile to the main road. And do they have one? It should be what it looked like after.
Yeah, of course.
2 months in the hospital, full thigh skin graft.
He looks like a basketball now.
That looks fucking horrendous.
Oh, God. How did he not black out? Like, from the, that's his tendons.
It looks basically like it exploded.
Yeah. I thought it was his intestines fell out at first. I thought he got disemboweled, but that is.
How lucky is he that his dick and balls were that close?
And are fine.
And made it out I would assume pretty okay.
I don't know if I would assume that. I feel like that guy's probably going to be dealing with some sort of erectile dysfunction. Yeah, in the future.
I mean, as long as they didn't hit the femoral artery, I don't know. He seemed okay. He seemed like it was still
a lot of ligaments in the same area. Nuts. I feel like, yeah, true.
Well, it's like that. You get that adrenaline thing sometimes. Like they say, when like a woman will like lift a car up or something to save a kid or some crazy rush of adrenaline, you got to be close to blacking out when you're in that much pain from that.
Yeah, I would assume so.
Yeah.
But I know what you said. Isn't there a certain thing where, like, certain injuries can lead
to
boner issues?
I assume so. I mean, I actually honestly don't know.
I think there's something with, like, certain injuries and certain, like, parts of, like, your nervous system and your blood that can, like, affect it.
In your pelvic girdle?
Yeah. Something like that.
It is. There's a lot of...
Yeah, your femoral artery runs through there, and that's the main blood flow for everything in your lower body. So if you cut that, you nick that, you start bleeding out.
He's at least going to have, like, Peyronie's or something. Luckily, he hangs the other way.
Yeah.
He was on the other side of his pants.
God. I've heard that referred to as dressing. Do you dress to the right or the left?
Oh.
I never heard that.
Okay, well, so. Left.
Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations, getting a little bit of Kratom at a time, and you don't even know what's in there, and neither do the people that work there. If you use Kratom, now if you don't start on my account, but if you use Kratom for one of its many benefits, the only place you need to go is YoKratom.com. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the Gas Digital Network. There's no promo code needed because it's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. That's right, $60 for a full kilo. Holy macaroli. So give them a try, guys. Let them know that we sent you. That's YoKratom.com. Home of the $60 kilo. All right, back into the show. So this is, when I first got my Prince Albert, this is what I would tell girls when they asked about it. So it was because Prince Albert was a prince in England. And at the time, the trend was extremely tight pants. And they would ask you, do you dress to the left or the right? And he had seen a penis piercing on like Safari or something. And he came up with to get it. And then they would put a hook in that side of the pants so that he could then hook his dick and get even tighter pants than everybody else. Then whatever princess or queen he slept with liked it, and that's why it's called the Prince Albert. And that's what I would tell girls. That is all made up. Every single part of what I just told you.
It's a falsehood.
Is a complete falsehood that I've told so many women so that I have an excuse to talk about my dick. It is such a lie. I mean, I know I heard the lie, and then I just wrote it to death. Everywhere I went, that story got out.
I mean, I almost believed it for a second, but I was like, I don't know. I almost fell for it.
It's just dumb enough that you would probably not question it. You would Google it later if you remembered.
Yes.
It's not bad enough. They'd be like, bullshit.
it makes sense that there is a reason that it's named after a guy.
Yeah. So, I think it might just be years.
Name.
Yeah. Because there's a bunch of other piercings. They're just not as popular.
Yeah, someone just came up with it.
Piercer
when they first started doing it.
Yeah, I've wanted an Amphalang, I've thought about, but I don't think I have it in me. I'm out of the game.
I don't get them anymore.
I can't because I just, even like, because I undid my went back to like a regular size ring instead of the two.
Yeah.
It was just cumbersome. Shannon, do you want to show them what an Amphalang looks like? Amphalang.
I'm interested to see.
I have a friend who has a few different ones.
I had the nape of my neck when I was younger. I like that one, but when you go like
there
this,
it is.
Ooh. Oh. You get the tattoo of the...
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't make it look like Bullet Bill.
Yeah, what's the...
Swamp.
Yeah, one on the chain.
Yeah. So that's it. It goes through the bottom and out the top, and that's always... Wow, that's got to suck. I would be worried about getting it caught in a lady.
Not in a lady in jeans.
Well, yeah, if she has like an IUD, you know,
I mean, might get the head would touch the IUD. That's not really That thing's in the cervix. You're not getting in the cervix or whatever.
You could be worried about like sideways sex.
Yeah, different positions. Although, you know what? No, because like I've used Benoit balls and they don't. You can't lose anything in a pussy. You can lose things in an asshole. You could definitely lose things. Anything in a pussy you could scoop out later.
I'm aware.
You
know?
So.
Well, asshole, because the asshole. The pussy has a finite amount of
space. It ends. It stops space. At the uterus. Like you can't, the uterus is sealed off from our stomach. It doesn't go further, but the asshole just goes forever.
Dude, I saw one of those other medical anomaly things. It was a guy who had a double-ended dildo.
Yes.
And he put it in sideways and he got it stuck.
Oh, no.
Dude, it looked like it was under his rib.
Oh.
So basically, instead of putting it in.
He folded it?
Head first. Like, yeah, he folded it.
Let it expand like a tent prop, like when you pop a tent.
And he put it in sideways and then it popped open in him. But yes, I know you could live. So. There we go.
Yikes.
This is Amiko and I. We're maybe together for a couple of years. Early in our relationship, I had my 4-gauge Prince Albert, but it was a captive bead ring, and the ball was loose. Because
now that's a small ball.
On a 4-gauge, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
And it would pop off sometimes, but I kept it loose so that I could take the ring out to get blown. And then one day we were drunk, making sweet love. About 3 a.m.
Yeah.
She's on top. We're both done, miraculously. Where I'm done and she's a liar. She gets up off of me and I realize
it's gone.
I have no dick ring. So she stands up and immediately, dung, the ring falls right out, right? And we're like, oh, thank God. Because I didn't want to go to the hospital with this.
Not a good time.
And then I realized the ball was still in there.
Yes.
So now.
You have to roll her up like a toothpaste bottle.
Step on her belly really hard. No, what I did was I had her stand up on the bed and I went 2 fingers in.
Okay.
But I will tell you, nothing dries up a woman quicker than I think I lost something in you.
A search and rescue mission.
And we might need to go to the hospital. So I went from completely lubed up. Regular sex vagina to fucking
yeah.
And I had to find the ball, and then Jim Jefferies does a similar joke about losing an egg in his ass where you can't grab it because it just forces it further.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've got the ball and I can't
pincher it.
So I had to put 2 fingers on it and walk it down the wall until it came out. And then the next day I was like, I'm gonna go get a new piercing. I'm gonna go get a new ring.
It's like one of those traps where the thing that you have to get out of it makes your hand too big to.
Yeah, like when those Asians try and get a bar of gold out of a plastic box. It's exactly like that. Yes. Yeah, I called 40 Asian guys over and none of them could get it. They tried everything.
Yeah. No, that is like, even though it's a big size for a piercing gauge ball, it's like a relatively small compared to the internal.
You get one of the extendo magnets and just tip from the outside, like drag it down.
Like in an escape room.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to get an MRI and I almost forgot to take it out.
Oof.
Ooh.
And I think, because did you see the girl that had the butt plug in?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
So there was, and Shannon, again, this is another thing where Zach might be lying.
This is just called podcasting.
So a lady sued a company, as far as I know.
Okay.
Because she bought what was called a 100% silicone butt plug. And to come to find it had metal in it, because she got an MRI and it gave her severe internal damage because it essentially turned into a missile going through her body.
Pew!
Because for people that don't know, MRIs are super magnetic. You have to take out any metal you have in you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it'll get stuck to the wall of it. And apparently it went from up her butt through her body.
Up her butt and around the corner.
Yeah.
True.
And once again, this could be an internet legend or a story I heard because I just say things.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that other guy died or whatever, or got really injured. Like he had a chain on and he went.
Okay, first of all, that was like a 10-pound.
Yeah, he had like a workout.
He had ice on.
Chain.
He had ice on.
No, it was a workout thing.
Oh, it was?
And he
was
wasn't supposed to be in the room.
No, he was like a visitor.
And he walked in, but I heard he was trapped for like a half an hour. That thing fucked him up.
Yeah. There's something about that. Like, the other people wouldn't go in the room because it was dangerous. And they're like, you could have saved this man's life by going and turning off the thing. It's like, that's his fault.
It is his fault. That was 100% his fault. Like, I don't even like going in the... I had to get an
MRI. I'm not
going
to go sacrifice myself to get in the MRI room with the guy who's now an IED.
No, that's his bad.
So I guess it was his wife was in the thing.
Yeah.
And he ran in and got...
But I think it was like a half an hour or something before they were able to turn it off. Like, it was too dangerous for them to go hit the emergency switch or something.
It takes time to shut down. Yeah. It doesn't like just turn right off because it's a million magnets spinning in
there. Shannon?
The butt plug story was true.
Oh. Woo!
It got pulled through her anal area up into her chest cavity. And it said she survived with, quote, major injuries, but it doesn't say exactly what the injuries are. But yeah, it was. She thought it was silicone, but there was a metal core.
Okay, look at us learning.
That's just a punishment from God at that point. Yeah, you're being too sinful.
Stupid.
What the hell are you doing with the butt plug in the MRI machine?
In all fairness, you really got to have a talk with the Lord. If your butt plug schedule is so full that you went, hey, listen, I got to get an MRI today, but I don't want to lose my progress. It's like before you could save Nintendo games and you would just leave it on all night. It's like, listen, I don't want to lose all this progress I made with this
butt plug.
I've been
playing this for 13 hours.
Yeah. No, Mom, I can't just pause it.
There's no pass. I'm not up to the save point yet.
Yeah, I'm not doing this board again.
You buy me the memory card.
And I get the idea of walking around with a butt plug in. Sure. If you have a partner and that's your kink, and you like knowing when your chick's sitting there or your dude's sitting there, they got a little party in their butt, especially if you get a little remote control or something.
Yeah,
I get it. Very hot.
If you're doing it at the doctor, then like, you're involving someone else in your kink, and that's
consent issues for me.
Yeah, 100%. Or she just really didn't want to, like, she had big plans after this MRI.
Yeah.
She was like, this is only going to take 15 minutes. I got to be somewhere.
It's a small part of my schedule.
You can just put it in the locker.
I got big plans for tonight.
Yeah. They give you a locker.
They give you a locker. You put all your stuff in
there.
You
can pop it out real quick.
Yeah. I found out the hard way you can't wear microfiber underwear. And I didn't realize until I was already in the machine and it felt like my skin was on fire. It's because it's plastic and metals can't both like the certain type, like the polyfiber that's in microfiber. It's like heats up and it was felt like my skin was burning and they were like, you can get 300 degree burns. And I was like reading the flyer afterwards.
Oh, good.
Like, nobody mentioned that.
Good. Great. Grand. Wonderful.
So
have you MRI'd?
I've been in MRI like for my hip, but I didn't have, I guess, microfiber underwear.
Were you in head first or?
No, legs first. It's still, I mean, it was hard to breathe.
But your head was out.
I think I was all the way in it, but my head was closer to the exit.
Yeah, that's how you go. You always go like casket style into the Scrooged scene when they put the casket in, you know, when they burn his brother. It's like always feet first, I feel like, in the MRIs.
Oh, no, I went head first.
Did you?
Well, they were trying to check out if you were fucking nuts.
Yeah, well, it was a brain thing. That was bad.
Anytime I've always gone feet first, but I had a neck one when I was younger.
That's probably the scariest ever. My therapist referred to it as a trauma event because I hit the emergency because I went into like fight or flight.
Ooh. Oh, shit.
And I was convinced I was going to die. I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
I believe that.
Well, they say that I couldn't breathe and I thought that I was having like my first ever like episode of claustrophobia or something. But it turns out that being in the machine, it makes it hard for whatever reason it makes it hard to breathe.
Yeah.
Makes it hard to get a normal breath. And so I was kind of panicking a little bit, but
did you have your head in the thing or no?
I'm pretty sure I was all the way in. Like
No, but did you have a cage on your head?
No.
So when you get it for your brain, they have to put a cage on your head.
Oh, that's horrifying. That's like a saw.
Oh, dude, it's fucking nuts. It's my one thing in movies right now. It's, well, I always hate leg breaks.
Mm-hmm.
I hate anything with eyes.
Okay. Yeah.
And now MRIs are like, if there's an MRI scene in a horror movie, I'm out.
Did you watch the new Final Destination?
Yes, I had to. And it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I did enjoy it.
I liked how that happened to that guy with the chain the same week that happened.
Yeah, that is crazy. That's good advertisement. That's better than the lady the, at the baseball games during Smile.
Guerrilla marketing.
Guerrilla marketing is on point.
I don't know if you're allowed to call it guerrilla marketing when
it's spelled differently.
yeah, it's fine. We got it. All right, we're going to get out of here soon, but real quick, how to make yourself poop regularly in the morning before going to work. Now, I know the answer to this. It's coffee and nicotine. I don't know how else everybody else does it.
Yeah.
I would go caffeine, nicotine, those are the things. Maybe go to a bookstore. Who knows? Shannon, what else do they say?
So none of these are like, these are all just like overall health things. I don't know that they necessarily point to pooping in the morning, but I'll give you them anyway. So step one is get more fiber, which
adult
duh.
Stuff.
Step two, hydrate. And it says not a cup of coffee, to actually drink water. Get moving. If your body moves, your gut moves. And then it also says yoga, so you go, that there are certain yoga positions that can help your bowels move.
Well, that's the thing. Are they saying regular as in not liquid? Or they're just talking about timing wise?
I think they mean like a healthy.
The people who can't push. Diarrhea doesn't count. If you can't go.
Oh, then I haven't taken a shit in fucking 12 years.
I have to shit immediately when I wake up.
Yeah. But it's, I'm squirting a lot of the time.
I have like medical like pills that I take in the morning, and I feel like I have to go every morning, like before work immediately, like before I leave the house.
My wife has a Zacco shit alarm at 5:45.
Okay.
Because she has to get up at 6:15.
Okay.
So we give her time for me to shit and then time for it to kind of air out, so she's not showering in the swamp.
Yeah.
And then usually when my alarm goes off at 9, I have to shit again.
Yeah, mine's like 8:30.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I got to leave at 8:40 for work.
Oh, no.
Like, damn.
Impossible.
Oh, so you're trying to beat the clock.
Impossible. I better have my alarm at 8 if I have to be out by 8:40. Are you nuts?
I literally tried taking my pills.
I'd be in the toilet the whole time.
No, I set my pills a half an hour earlier because I thought it was like, okay, I take my pill at 8:30. It must just be making me like have to go immediately. It's like, no, I pushed it back to 8 o'clock and it was 8:42 the other day and I had to go. I go, damn it, I got to go.
Is it a suppository?
No.
That'll do it.
You would think.
That'll do it.
You know what makes me? Vapes. THC vapes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Huh.
That one's new to me.
Yeah, in the morning, like instead of cigarettes, because I don't smoke cigarettes anymore, if I take a hit of the vape, I'm like, oh, I got
it. For me, it's a big iced coffee, and when I used to dip.
Dip, I bet would do it.
Good pouch would really, that'll.
That's stimulating some nerves in there.
Yeah, that'll get you moving. Before I quit dip, I did boof one just to try it.
Yeah? How'd that go?
It tingled.
Okay.
It worked. It wasn't better than regular.
It didn't make you poop more?
No, it didn't like affect. It didn't. I thought I was going to have like a euphoric asshole.
Like rainbows coming out.
Yeah, I thought it was going to feel good. It just felt like I had a thing in my butt.
Euphoric asshole, name of the episode.
You could have lost that in there. You're lucky that came out.
Yeah, yeah.
It could have been gone forever.
Shannon, was there any more?
If you want to know what the yoga poses are.
Of course.
Seated spinal twist.
Okay.
Forward fold.
Okay.
Seated forward fold. And yoga squat, bringing knees to the chest.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, basically the squatty potty.
Squatty potty, but you just go all the way to the floor.
All right. Well, we learned a lot today. We learned about each other. We learned about life. It's been a great day here on the Morning Zoo, and I want to thank my guests, Sonia Z and Miguel Silva. Please check out the Yo, That's Weird podcast. Please check out Dork Court. And we have two more shows this week on Wednesday and Friday, and we will be pre-recording so that you're not going to miss any shows during the holidays. Thank you so much, and we'll see you on Wednesday here on Zach Miko's Morning Zoo.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop his bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's pound. Grab a coffee and join the crew. Zach Miko's Morning Zoo.